franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 17 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs 101. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show. We're meeting with Diane and Gabrielle Melillo, owners of Season 2 Consign in Colts Neck, New Jersey, and recent IFA 2023 Franchisees of the Year. Founded in 2020, Season 2 Consign is a 100% female-owned, non-traditional retailer offering high-quality, authentic luxury handbags and accessories to clients worldwide. Maintaining showrooms nationwide, the brand provides a centralized marketplace to consign and sell luxury handbags from renowned brands such as Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Fendi, and many more, placing an emphasis on sustainability and accessibility in the luxury space. And we're going to talk to Diane and Gabrielle about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC. And you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 17 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs 101. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show. Well, we're meeting with Diane and Gabrielle Melillo, owners of Season 2 Consign in Colts Neck, New Jersey, and recent IFA 2023 Franchisees of the Year. And founded in 2020, Season 2 Consign is a 100% female-owned, non-traditional retailer offering high-quality, authentic luxury handbags and accessories to clients worldwide. Hi, Diane. Hi, Gabrielle. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. It's a pleasure to have both of you. I had to tell you this story. So I'm in Easton, Pennsylvania, Diane and Gabrielle, but I grew up in Sayreville, New Jersey, and my wife grew up in Aberdeen, New Jersey. So when I saw your address, I got really excited because I was remember like Route 34 and the marketplace. And when I was a kid, it was called Apple Orchard. It wasn't called Delicious Orchards. I think it's Delicious Orchards now, isn't it?
Yes, Delicious Orchards.
So I know your area.
So
very
good.
It is. So I was so excited when I saw the address and then I saw the concept and I said, oh my God, I have to have you on this show. So it's a pleasure to speak to both of you today. I thought, maybe we can go back to the beginning, Diane and Gabrielle, and, maybe we could talk about what you were doing, like maybe right before getting into Season 2 Consign. And either of you could start. I don't know, Diane, if you want to start off.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and, you know, my fellow New Jerseyan, so
yes.
This is exciting for us, too. So before, my career was in the luxury European fashion industry.
Okay.
So I worked for a European fashion designer for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved on and, you know, kind of was just, you know, doing my thing and raising my kids. And then it got to a point where I wanted to jump back in and, you know, and that's what got me started. But before this, I was always in the luxury, you know, high-end fashion business.
Right. That's terrific. And Gabrielle, it sounded like your background was a little bit more like in e-commerce. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so for about 8 years prior to opening our franchise, I worked in e-commerce for a few different companies, really helping them manage their online brand.com business. So everything from loading merchandise to the website, helping maintain the website, analytics, a lot of just e-commerce based business. So it was really exciting and fun.
So it sounds to me like, I mean, when it's season two consigned, it really seemed like, you know, a perfect match for both of you, you know, in getting into this. So I'm curious, so why franchising, Diane and Gabrielle? It sounds like, I mean, you, both of you, you know, you could have done a business on your own, but, you know, why did you choose to go the franchising route?
So I thought it would be such an excellent idea. First of all, when I had been following season two consigned, Erica and Monica for a while. And when the franchise opportunity came up, I literally jumped on it so quick because I knew they had a successful business model. And I said, what better way to do this to, you know, the franchising motto is to be in business for yourself, but not by yourself.
Right.
And so I saw that as such an incredible opportunity. And I just, you know, like I said, really, I started the process immediately right after I saw it. And I'll let Gabrielle speak for herself. But then I did go to her knowing her e-commerce background.
And I said,
hey, what do you think about doing this with me and, you know, doing this business with me? And she could obviously tell you her own version, but that was really why I wanted to franchise rather than do it on our own. Why not take a successful business model and just add your own, you know, business background and your, you know, add my knowledge and kind of, and plus, it was, I do want to say it was so much more than a business because it was to franchise this because I just am so passionate about this whole like luxury market.
Right.
So
that's fantastic. How do you feel about that, Gabrielle? Maybe you could expand a little on that too.
Yeah, I completely agree with my mom when she reached out to me to see if I wanted to do this. It took me all about 3 seconds to say yes.
Wow.
Because again, it just sounded like an incredible opportunity.
Right.
Exactly what my mom said. It is being in business for like for yourself and doing your kind of your own thing, but also having such an incredible support system and having such an incredible foundation to build upon, which was just super appealing. And again, the season two consigned company and family is just so incredibly amazing and supportive. So again, it was a no-brainer to want to be part of this company.
Yeah. I think that's well said. And the story, you know, of Erica and Monica, you know, because I researched their backgrounds too, and, you know, it was very impressive. What amazes me about the company, Diane and Gabrielle, is that the company launched, I guess it was, wasn't it during COVID, if I remember correctly?
Yes. So it opened about 4 years ago with Monica and Erica during COVID and then has just grown ever since.
Right.
Yes, the girls actually started going through their closets and their mom's closets and said, you know, wow, there's all this like incredible designer stuff that, you know, they weren't using anymore. And How about other people who don't, you know, want their things, but they want to, you know, maybe get something else? So they turn that whole thought process into a business.
Yeah, it truly is an amazing story. I've been doing this such a long time now, you know, and when I read this story too, I said, oh my God, I said it was really, it was very impressive. Both of you, I mean, have really done so well in franchising. I read that you were the IFA 2023 Franchisees of the Year. So, I mean, it seems like both of you are really, you know, you're a great fit for franchising. But what do you attribute that to, Diane and Gabrielle? I mean, being, you know, the Franchisees of the Year, because that is very impressive.
So basically, we definitely have to give Monica and Erica a lot of credit here because we really valued their business model. And I think what attributes to our success so much is that we really follow their business model and their, you know, I don't want to say tactics of really being consistent and following, again, the infrastructure of the company is so solid, but it was following really what they did and what they were connected to. And so we took that and we really tried to, you know, they were definitely our role models, but we said, the way we can make this the most successful business is really following in their footsteps and moving forward with their whole business model and being really, really, truly consistent with it. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. Because, you know, I've interviewed a lot of, like, you know, the top franchisees to different systems over the years. And my question was always just like I just asked you. I said, you know, how did you do that? You know, how did you become so successful? And they kind of pattern what you just said is you and Gabrielle both trusted the system. You followed it to a T, and that's led to all your success, hasn't it?
Yeah, I really do believe that. So we didn't try to put our own twist on. I mean, yes, we did put our own twist and add to it personally. And I have to tell you, I mean, and Gabrielle, again, could speak for herself.